is now.
Capital 263.
What up, how you doing?
All right, we're recording.
Sure. Yeah.
Jerry, what the hell just happened?
Jerry just dropped the mic.
Literally.
Yes, it did.
Very literally.
Okay. Hello and welcome to Nana and the other guys. And figuring out adulthood in 30 or so seconds. 30 or so minutes?
Minutes, not seconds.
Sha, my iPhone is going to work.
You're going in blind. Sorry.
What do you tell me that nature could? So I'm picking my iPhone for those routines.
Mention the wounds by. Besides, take around to a chance I show an album. You mean there?
Jerry, why are you wearing earphones if you can't hear me?
So sorry, honey.
Soon, I will say, guys, don't use accents because some people can't hear you.
Huh?
That's the next thing. Okay, welcome to the show. Today I've got Skittles and Jerry Skittles. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I think I'm distracted, but I'm okay.
Why are you distracted?
No, I was reading something on my phone. So, yeah.
Hey, about who's taking it here? I mean, do I have a head up with Skittles or a pinned
Twitter.
Actually, feed. We say the English.
Okay.
Sorry. I don't know if it's suitors who are in her inbox, sliding in her DMs.
Considering I'm now Mr.
Accent,
Les
though. Sport. The accent.
I'm trying to be the Ayatollah of the podcast.
Nigel,
Jerry, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How have you been? We haven't seen you this year.
You haven't heard me speak English this year.
Guys, you should see Jerry's face. He look,
he's struggling.
Yeah, you know what? And we were supposed to call in on night today for today's show.
But we are afraid to mess up the system.
Exactly.
Because we don't know what to do anymore.
Because Crims always goes on about, don't touch it. Don't touch that. So,
I ain't touching nothing. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever told Krim something isn't working while you're recording?
No.
You
see?
Yeah.
See?
But you see, it's the same. Even if I touch your computer and something is not, you definitely ask that to Wabati.
Like, bruh, what did you do? So, yeah, we're afraid to touch the setup.
Yeah. So, probably next week you can call in, but today, nah.
Yeah. Plus, you know, Ona, if you really miss us, you know, we can just call you on our own phones. This is my listeners, yes. I don't think they miss
for
you
yourself.
As much. I don't know. Do you think they miss him?
Nah.
They do.
And do.
I'm one of them.
Aww. No. You know, but I'm. Ona, I miss
please
Ona.
Call Jerry.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can't have this on the.
Do you know their problem? What do Maurice sign up on my calls? I'm going to Ona.
Ndoku rakidza chat yangu naye ndindakapesa from text and send up indoro zvane 1 month.
No, onai.
Kuti onai yako blutika zve 1 month.
Yeah. Sorry, Jim.
Onai, that's cold. That's why we're not calling you onto the show today. We're going to have fun by ourselves with Jerry.
Okay.
Yeah.
I ain't plus, part of this.
Yeah. Plus, Jerry and Garani have nice stories. You need to find out what's been going on in his life.
Exactly, Jerry. Mm. Please, tell us.
I don't have nice stories. It's
well, Wimpy asked about Mr. Oh, he is Skittles.
So this year I'm now Mr. Les Sport.
Yes!
I decided to move to...
Yes.
Greener Pastures.
Not me.
I think he is Skittles was living in Zimbabwe. Peter Naro, where I'm going to go.
Ish. Wow. Yes. Who's are Skittles?
Okay. Oh, guys, why?
School's as bad as the government. All right, so.
Sick. Honestly, you know, my prayers were answered. I actually.
How?
I didn't watch you, TV.
I'm a good looking young man.
Good looking does not pass in my books.
Hey.
So what does?
School's got deaf. Tell us.
A lot of things that you're not. Though.
Hmm. Yeah,
I think this should be a filling station.
Hey, guys.
I know, right? We need to take... Because it's out to fill on it because it's in a motor. Imote. Chi.
I won't tell you, but...
Because it's a poop bigger.
Yes.
Because we don't rap.
Not that far. Can we take it back? Please.
How was your week or 2 weeks?
It was... The 2 weeks were fairly okay. Mm. Until something happened to my phone.
You were on a cyclone?
Pretty much. I just woke up with no contacts in my phone.
You were away?
Yep.
Yeah, I should not wait.
Serious?
Eish, mine like started doing that.
All this time, it was okay. And then all of a sudden, you know, the funniest thing is, Econet went down for like 2 hours that day. And then the next thing I know,
it's been a thing now.
Can I rant about Econet?
Please, go on.
Seriously, what the hell, guys? I can't be... Okay, fine. Yes, I have Wi-Fi somewhere, but... I need my Econet to work, though.
Well, as long as you're not one of those guys when it's younger and Maria, if I'm not thinking about money after paying and save for cash, I think we're fine.
And allegedly, we couldn't watch Capes versus Dynamos because you guys had locked us out.
How?
Cash transactions.
Oh.
We're standing by the... Alleged. This is alleged.
Alleged.
I can just imagine the havoc, the pain, the horror in the queue to get in.
Jumad, if I ever long to row and you postpone a game, you guys to
when people are outside and then the other people are in, that ain't gonna happen. So how did people get in anyway?
And the mom the empty stadium.
Yeah, life.
Feels like playing Moon at Ban.
You know what? This whole show is... It was
probably sponsored by everyone.
The EcoCash being down. This shows that everyone uses EcoCash anyway.
Oh, yes. But it's awesome. All right.
No, it's not.
Anyway, we're going to go into the first segment. You know about a week ago?
Yes. You don't even know this.
It's been so long.
It's about a month ago.
About a month ago, because we have a very big backlog.
Skittles did a show this week. You need to listen to that one and then listen to this one. That's the whole week of going to work.
Yeah,
vaccine.
Without...
Or jogging, whatever you do. Watch out.
So I ran this week and hey, my body can't do that anymore.
This is why you're sleepy though.
Because you ran this week?
Yep.
That was Skittles of Shandy.
Guys, when last did you run before this?
Last year in June.
Okay. On to about a week ago.
There are times I want to kill you, honestly.
Sorry, Ganai.
This is one of those times.
I'm new at this.
Clearly, yeah. My ears are dying right now.
Plus, Crims is going to fix it anyway.
One day. Okay. He will fix it. Let's say that. So
Jerry is taking selfies.
And he's
something.
Pouting.
Something
a new thing.
Yeah, something we should
pouting?
All know is a new thing.
It's a new thing.
Why are you
pouting?
Pouting.
Jerry is a dark face.
I know, right?
Jerry tore evidence. I'm in a relationship. You are really where you said you were.
Yeah, we women are the best.
I'm an onator.
We are the best.
Apparently, she's tutoring a fear you could see how to go home back with the alcohol.
So, you think he's going to drink the alcohol?
No, we don't think we know.
Yeah,
and finish it.
We
most likely, yes.
Yes,
why didn't you just carry the bottles?
Almost not here in my six pack.
This is a place of business. We can't be doing that.
No. Guys. Okay, fine. You would leave them outside the door.
Wow. That's just as bad. What do we have in about a week ago this week?
I have no idea.
I know there's a cyclone. Did you guys talk about the cyclone?
No,
we did not.
How did we know? Yeah. We recorded on Tuesday. There was nothing. Oh, I wasn't paying attention, actually. So there's a cyclone, guys. And it's killed 100 people in Malawi and Mozambique. And it's like in Chimanimani, it killed a couple again.
Yes.
And now there's the civil. What's the civil protection unit, I think?
Yeah.
They were posted there earlier, but still they couldn't contain the whole situation. So, like.
So it's bad. So if you're in that on that side of town, Jivarire Mumba, Uterere Nayona and other guys, Namama Podcast, El Capital 263. Because it's safe. Wait, is it safe in the house?
Usually with cyclones, not so much.
But safer than outside?
Yeah. Probability's sake, yes.
Okay, it's good.
What I find weird is how people in Harare were overreacting, especially yesterday. Yesterday, I had to go into a warehouse and start checking the warehouse out as if I'm a site manager. I'm like, but I just do sell.
Yeah, because you guys love things. I mean, it's not your thing. Let it go.
Guys, we're in Harare.
That's the thing. Lover of things, guys. You are all lovers of things, even cyclones.
No,
you don't see Mutare panicking.
That's the thing. People in Harare, in the industry, were panicking. We'll lose our stocks, we'll do this, we'll do that.
But the chances of that happening.
Well, if it happened, it would be funny.
How is it funny?
But it's like,
what level of natural disasters? No.
Unless you specifically are paying an extra premium.
Please tell me what is covered by an insurance policy.
No more things that you can break by yourself. So
it's you doing the breaking. That's where it covers. But then there are other things, not so much. Why didn't someone create an insurance that just covers for the other things?
Because we want to make you pay more for it. I think we should get Wendy Guy back to come in.
Yeah, I know,
this.
Right?
I think in the last show you did, she mentioned it. Natural disaster. She did say something about it.
I was supposed to be in Italy this weekend.
But you are here. Explain yourself.
Cyclone.
We're already driving there because I was like, you know, it's just a cyclone, you know.
And then
they cancelled the thing we were going for, so we had to come back.
Where were you when you were told go back?
Not really far, luckily.
You know what? I would have loved it to be Rusapi or something like that.
I would have kept going. I would have slept in a hotel for a couple of days, and then I would have come back.
With invoices.
Boom. No, I don't do that. Employer, if you're listening, I do not fake things. No, the thing is, if we had already gone far, we would have had no choice but to probably sleep over. I probably would have been back today anyway. But the event itself was cancelled maybe to next week. I think it's some school's thing with Hillcrest. So.
Oh, I know that. I saw that. My former school. Yeah.
Hey, my salad.
Yeah.
This is what I did. I'm very red.
There is red soil, my guy.
Serious?
That place is built on red soil.
Did you become a slay something in red soil?
Yeah.
Should I don't just
Kuti?
Slay a Guamiri Kampau.
Well, I don't know. She can answer for herself. I'm out. No. I can't answer that.
Alright, what else happened?
Because we are two different people, definitely. It's like she needs to answer that by herself. Thank you.
What else happened this week? Because you know, we need something to talk about.
Okay, the light has been funny.
Yeah. Apart from the 2 weeks ago thing, allegations are Pachamisa.
Wait. There is, I don't know if you want to talk about, a self-styled prophet was nabbed for patient's death.
Prophet nabbed for patient's death. What happened?
So this guy basically was, you know how prophets are. Well,
no, I've never been to
explain.
I don't want to explain this because I didn't really read this. Okay, fine. He's being charged for causing the death of a 4-year-old child whom he was healing. Right? So apparently the mom and the mom of the child and him were he was in the process of healing this child. So he mixed this concoction of salt, 2 eggs and water and an unidentified herb. The child started screaming, bleeding.
Is it a
dead
prophet or mporofit?
I have no idea, but Pakanyoron's a prophet.
I think mporofit.
Mporofit. That doesn't sound like prophet.
Yeah.
What's the difference, though?
Prophet are the guys who talk about
prosperity.
Prosperity and all that. But they're calling him... Sarah, what's the English word for that one?
Exactly.
So, wizard.
Okay.
Did anyone hear about the shooting in New Zealand?
I think I only saw a bit of it, but I didn't get much.
So this guy had a camera on his forehead, I think, and walked into a mosque and shot it up, killed about 49 people. So I was shown the video by a workmate. I showed it to Iwe. Have you seen the shootings that were recorded Call of Duty style? Because it looked, you know what, people did. It's sad,
but it
actually looked like Call of Duty.
Being a gamer, you just decided, oh, that guy, whatever.
Look, it was like first person, and we still wanna foot. It was like, wow, I feel like I just scrolled up to change gun, but he actually killed 49 people. So the thing is, if you see the first video, it's Call of Duty or something around that. But then when you then see the other videos, like as later after, we now start seeing Vanarimo, you know, the dead bodies, people crying. It was sad.
Oh, okay.
And I don't even know if they've caught the guy yet.
White people are weird. That's what I'm saying. Some white people are weird.
How did you know it wasn't a black guy who shot up the mosque?
Usually.
Isn't that racist though?
I know, but usually.
Obviously, only white people do that.
Exactly. You see? From the past experiences of the things that I've seen, usually it's the white guys. I don't know why.
I think there's, without being racist, there's less hate crime with
in
black
what?
People.
Well,
and,
yes.
And other races generally. Have black people ever gone out and okay, in Africa, we do it to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely. We don't even chill.
We don't even chill, number one. But
I think maybe our hate crime involves matches and, you know, those way
backward
tools. We really don't go with guns
and we burn tires and all that.
The concept might be the same,
but it's just different levels
different
of violence.
Exactly.
Yeah, plus it's just not cinema GoPro. Eco record.
But what makes you use that, like a GoPro, and say, you know what, I'm going to get out of my house, go kill people?
Availability of certain things, guns, maybe internet.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm grow Ivan. A man, I'm Zimga. Zimunoro Amun. Our Pharisee shoulder.
Hey, Arch, you say tone down on your show now.
Sorry.
In Zimbabwe.
we beat people up. I don't know. Like, you know, very few people think of doing crime at that level in Zimbabwe. People would rather call each other in Zim.
Trust me, people are just scared.
People in Zim call each other.
I think another about a week ago though. It's in the States. Apparently, there's a college scandal.
What happened?
Where parents have allegedly there was a guy called Singh who was taking money and assisting rich parents to get kids into prestige colleges.
Wow.
So I think
I love that guy.
Is this Zimbabwean?
No, it's not even Zimbabwean, it's American. So I think they've been debating now. What they were doing, it was a ring, they were playing football coaches so that they accept your kid on a football scholarship and he gets into a system. They either pay the SAT guys so that you get a good SAT score.
Is that possible?
To get into, well, apparently, they, it was...
Do they have an office in Zim?
No.
We don't know if they have an office or not.
No, I don't think so.
So I think the debate now was around why would you still need to pay when you've already got resources? Why would you waste your time trying to?
My man.
I think
Ivy League.
I think Jose and Anagudar. In the old days, you could be spoiled. But you've got older brothers who've gone to St. George's, but you would still kind of work your way into getting into Old George's as well. You'd know good to traditionally by legacy, you'll probably get in. But Munu would still try. I mean, the spoiled kids of today know how to take it to the edge. Like, they'll be there like, why do I need to work?
There's nothing to work for.
Exactly, the money is there.
So you're saying the parents are compensating for the lack of work ethic.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
Their kids.
We're not even rich and we get worried about our little brothers and sisters' behavior.
No, imagine a rich person with his business and he wants that son to take over that business.
I think every first or older sibling can know the damage that they see when siblings start asking for bases.
Is this happening to you actually?
Not at all. In Antipi base.
We don't give
up. Wow.
Antipi base.
You are annoying people. You should help your brothers.
I think
skittles are talking about animal little brothers.
Oh, this reminds me. I will talk about it in the filling station if I want. All I'm saying is,
I think there's nothing much. About a week ago, did Sammy do anything this week?
Well, except the president saying that he's now monitoring NGO accounts. That's the best thing that came out.
What is he monitoring, though?
I guess the, you know how, okay, from one module I'm doing, they do believe that. You know, it's actually annoying to do that module, but I will not mention it. But anyone who has gone to sign knows this module. They say that NGOs make it a point to, like, spread false information about Zimbabwe, right? And also
about
cause
any country then.
Exactly. Or cause, like, the January incident where
they usually operate with an agenda.
Exactly. Basically, so he's now monitoring if there are any discrepancies in their financial accounts.
So, in other words, want to check if they're paying any people
exactly,
or getting paid
by somebody to get.
Did he get this information from his group of counselors? What's their name?
Which ones?
Yoshingimiezes and his group of advisors.
Maybe. Maybe
they should advise him to audit. Our Paris State.
And those audited every time, though.
Last year, I think we've done 10 years without them being audited properly.
10?
Yeah. Last year, there was an article I saw in, should be the news there.
And?
I don't go to Gamal.
But then, even if they're audited, there's nothing that's going to change. I believe. This is me. It's going to be the same thing over and over again.
Ciao, we need to get to a point where, like, Uganda. Uganda has changed so much in 20 years.
Isn't
it Rwanda? Isn't Rwanda, not
Uganda? That's Rwanda, not Uganda.
Rwanda.
Rwanda. Because you're
waiting,
I was worried.
Yes, Rwanda. Rwanda. Who's the president of Rwanda?
Rwanda. Rwanda.
Paul Kagame.
Paul Kagame. Is he the one with cabinet full of technocrats,
half women,
people said so many nice things about that. We also want technocrats, you know.
Listen, if even
no, I take that back.
We've got them too.
Yes, you know what? No technocrats.
Okay.
I'm truly.
But you were busy praising Rwanda if they have that.
Maybe they picked the right technocrats.
Oh, so they are now wrong and right technocrats.
Or maybe
instead of picking the wrong technocrats.
Yeah. or maybe it's a case of, you know, system. You can bring the right person into the wrong
system.
But
the system is, if the system is wrong, then there's nothing.
Exactly. All you're gonna do is frustrate them.
The technocrat.
Yeah.
And he's gonna be stressed for days.
Yeah. Do you remember at the announcement of the fuel item? How Mthuli went there, not dressed up like the others, and then decided to put his chair like Kurene Wango, almost like he was going, it's not me. I didn't say up the price. You know, that's what people are doing. It's bad. But as you do, tend to next segment, guys, not or any alleged rape or chamis.
You tell us, because I didn't pay attention.
Maybe just give us a for the listeners out there. Hey, do it the honor way. We need a background. What?
Damn it, honor. Where are you?
Where are you?
We love Wone because of that.
Exactly.
Or the background.
I don't have energy for
we
this.
We don't have energy for
you pick. Better have energy. Mm-hmm. Go.
But forgive. Shoot.
So it seems there's a lady who came out and said that...
About 2 weeks ago.
Came out and said that Nelson Chamisa, the president of the MDCT, is it T?
Yes.
Yeah.
And had raped her. I have no details as to the counts or how many times they said. But anyway, yeah. So, this lady said it raped her. And then I think after like noise and social, she actually got bashed on social media by people. This lady.
I think to add on to that, there is a member of the party, Job Seeker. So he used a picture of a wrong woman and
he used a picture of the.
But yeah, was it the wrong woman? Because I saw
a tender saying it's the wrong woman. The woman he used and he put out that there's a statement he put out there. If you can read it.
Okay. What Jobs Kala tweeted, I hope this is like his real account. Real account was, guys here present, can you rape this kind of a woman? Nyango ukamwana akashadabura.
That's a wrong tweet.
Yeah. So that kind of translates to, guys here present. Was I supposed to translate that to into
Yes.
But what he was saying was, he put a picture of a woman, and what he is practically saying is, this woman is too unattractive for anyone to want to rape, even if you got there and she was legs spread open. Though I don't know if that would still be rape. Wait, it would if she said no, right?
Yes.
I love how fast the responses came. Yes, it would be still rape even if she had legs spread open, but she said no. So for me, there's two issues here. There's the fact that I'm not too sure, I haven't caught up with the story about the whole if the picture was the real lady or not, but would it be right to start shaming or attacking this woman on social media because we are saying you're not good looking, you can't have been raped by a prospective presidential candidate?
That's the first part. The second part would be?
The second part would be, I've forgotten. I'll remember it and I'll bring it back up.
Archie?
Can we talk about the first part?
Yeah.
Okay, the second part is around, okay, I know most people like Nelson Chamisa and whatever, or the NDC. But does that put him above doing wrong? I mean, just because he's nice and people like him, doesn't mean Nelson Chamisa couldn't have done it. I mean, if R. Kelly is going to jail
for doing something that we
Bill
didn't
Cosby's
think...
Bill Cosby's already there.
Bill Cosby's chilling there already. Kind of done. Did you see the snippet of R. Kelly being asked if he likes younger women? And he says, I'm an older man that loves all the women. Like, dude, no.
That is the worst answer ever.
He's like, I'm an older man that loves all women.
Yeah, the guy is twisted, okay? Okay, first of all, that was the wrong tweet to tweet.
As a member of parliament,
these are the guys that want to change the age consent. Okay? So...
The age consent?
Yeah.
To what?
From 18 to 12. I talked about it on the last podcast.
Do we get to vote as well?
How do you vote when a bill is passed?
I worry for my niece now.
Listen, the limited information I have about law is, if it goes into parliament, right, and it's a bill, then they are only deliberating it themselves. But then also, I don't remember if they have, what you call it, public hearings. I doubt it. I don't know.
So for something like this, what would the implications be though? If they say, okay, 12-year-olds can now consent, will it mean they start openly doing it? I mean,
yes,
they're already 12-year-olds doing it.
It will.
I mean, when I was in primary, there were 12-year-olds doing it.
But it didn't translate to it was right. Even if they were doing it behind the scenes.
Yes, true.
Imagine your 12-year-old niece actually, I love him. It's what I wanted. And do paperanya. I'm saying the ceremony. Ah, guys, no.
We are sidetracking again.
We just went left. All I'm saying is that was a wrong tweet, and it shouldn't have been done. by whoever, even if you're an ordinary citizen. No.
I wonder if Nelson said anything about this. It'll be nice if any of.
I don't think he has. I haven't seen it.
Don't you? Kanabane on Wotero Noob Nation, who may know.
Who may know, please tell us, because I don't know. Also, he's not. We can't excuse people because they are prominent figures in society. If he raped, he raped.
Exactly.
He should go to court.
He got himself mugged. And he got himself mugged. He should go to jail.
You know, your examples.
But out of interest, what if some of those women are just targeting your high profile guys with scandalous allegations? I'm not saying
it's
things are not happening. Sexual allegations seems to be on the high end. But at the same time, what if
they are doing that?
The new victims.
Then it's a pity, honestly. This is coming from me. It's a pity that our law does not really say if you falsely accuse somebody, then you're in the firing line for that. Although you can sue me if I lie to you, I guess. If I lie about what you did to me, I guess you can do that. But there is nothing like, oh, you're going to go to jail or something like that. Otherwise, most people wouldn't be lying. It's either they need to be stiffer penalties for people who actually lie like that. Because now...
So should we suggest that if say he had raped and he was supposed to get 20, yes, you're also supposed to get your 20 for lying?
Hey, 20 for lying.
No, but okay.
The same way
I'm just saying, let's reverse it. Just
say
as,
20.
As a control measure, right?
So
the years I was supposed to get, let us give them back to you.
Just wait quiet. Okay, let me think.
But
for a second, let me think.
But wouldn't that also make it scary?
No, that will make it scary. I would say probably not 20, but at least a jail term. Not up to 20. Because 20 is just out there.
It was just an example, but it's...
At least 5. Let's give you 5.
Because now you don't know what... If you lose the case, because the other person has better lawyers, does that mean you get a jail term for failing to prove?
When the case is done and it's been proven that you lied, I think we're supposed to punish you for that.
Not when you lose the case. Because sometimes...
The thing is, if you say I raped you and you lose the case, does that not mean you lied?
Maybe
translate to you didn't have good lawyers.
But your evidence was poor.
What becomes the difference? Because if we throw out a case because you don't have enough evidence, we're ultimately also saying that you were making it up. Unless we're saying, no, we think you're telling the truth, you just couldn't prove it.
There's a part.
Oh, but food for thought, though. That's a very good angle.
Yeah.
It's a very good
answer. Yeah, I can't answer that for the first time ever.
I think maybe the last about a week ago.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you.
I think the last about a week ago, there was a case which I sent, I think I sent to you a link. There's a woman who works for Delta. Lost.
I think this
was about that.
The $50,000. You know, I just spoke about it, but we didn't speak about it. $50,000, you cheater.
Go ahead.
Yes, be a small house. Let's see if you've got $50,000.
When most smallers were saying that.
$50,000 is a very round figure, guys.
US dollars.
It's
not RTGS.
RTGS. Like, that's what literally hitting you, right?
RTGS store. It's a quarter of a million.
Who earns that?
It's a lesson. You will not do it ever again in your life.
But guys, who sets the precedence for such an amount?
Lawyers have a way of quantifying all this.
So,
okay.
Yes. Thank you.
You know what, guys? Like, I was looking for content for this segment. Yes, my guy.
Okay.
Then, the funniest thing, I just looked. There are not many male bloggers ever. So, most of the stuff that probably we're going to talk about this on this section is going to be from a female perspective.
Oh.
See? And the topics are going to be female central and not male.
I think it's the nature of things that we look for. It's we blog football, we blog sport and business.
And that's we blog Kuma Bauer.
Exactly.
You blog Kuma Bauer? What does that mean?
You got to eat them a vlog. You got to eat
them a vlog, yeah, do.
Without them being on the internet, basically.
Yeah.
Yes.
Huh.
We
okay.
don't need the internet to...
No, the few that are there... Ish.
Are you saying they're horrible?
You can't even pick... I might be wrong. Mm. And someone please point me out to a cool male blogger out there because I am tired. I can only see that... Boy. No, not you with the business. I'm not talking about the business side.
Yo.
Social life.
Yes.
You want us to do what's Miriam's worth?
No. That's a relationship.
Like life and relationship.
Listen, I'm talking about there was one person, and I'm paraphrasing. I wanted to look for the blog, but I couldn't find it because I deleted a lot of stuff on my phone. He was talking about how women should ask for help. Right. Mm. In terms of, yes, you are a feminist. Mm. And I know the feminism route says you're supposed to be independent. You're supposed to have your shit together. Mm. Right. But there's the other side that you don't see, that men ask for help from us a lot. And that's why you are great.
Behind every successful man.
And there's a good woman. That's what he said.
So you're saying for women to be successful... Or for anyone to be successful.
For anyone to be successful, you should ask for help. That was his
from
point.
The opposite gender.
Yes.
What if you're gay?
Well, still, you have friends.
Okay. It does make sense. It does make sense. So, the first second thing we're going to talk about on hashtags.com.
The second thing?
Yes, because that was the first thing.
That's not a thing.
Guys, if people can come here and say I'm figuring out,
it's fine. We can say anything.
First second exactly. thing.
Yo. So when Bikai listened to our midweek episode this morning
and
then this is her comment. So first she was like, finally some material to wash down the mundane parts of my Saturday, because she usually washes on Saturdays.
Uh-huh.
And then she says kudos to Skittles and Pana. Mm. And well done, guys. Amazing episode.
Mm. Thank
now,
you.
Now what her, me, Jerry, and probably what everyone else is thinking is the next paragraph.
Mm.
Are these two actually proper brother and sister? Before I label this the romantic episode, because subtlety has no shield for the ear that hears.
You see, this is why I became Mr. Le Sport.
Yep. Because, you know, Pana is Skittles.
Mm, Skittles
he
is Pana.
Skittles. Mm.
Opener is he.
Yeah,
is
he is Skittles.
Oh.
You people are nonsense, honestly. Yeah. And Vivekai, you just became my sister today. I don't want to lie to you. Like, nah, fam. Guys, we are proper siblings, okay?
I'm one of the romance between you two. Yo, the magic.
Are you guys serious right now?
People are feeling it through the eardrum.
Okay, this is the same thing that was said about Nigel and I. So, I don't think...
No. Ayatollah sounded like a fuckboy. You know, don't try it.
Yeah. Wow, guys.
People can say an episode sounded sexually charged.
Mm.
And that's different from this. There was a lot of English words there. Subtlety has no one to add.
Panic at that. Can only talk to explain.
Go deeper, Jerry. Go deeper. No homo.
Please explain.
Pause.
What?
I want to know. Because I don't
there's a flow. There's a... You can start a sentence. I can finish it with ease. There's the laugh. There's the... There's the glow.
And Skittles is blushing. And so you know,
No, I'm actually laughing because this has happened a lot of times. Skittles,
this has happened all your life.
You should see yourself glow whenever you
What?
Oh, man. Describe it to us.
No. Come on, Skittles. We are allowed to describe the glow on your face
describe
when you're in the room.
I actually.
Even when you
light up.
Yeah, you want.
We don't like our siblings like that. We want to murder the fuckers.
Whenever a sibling comes at us, shit, should I marry? You don't like that when you see
your
sibling.
I love you, but go.
I love you, but go.
Exactly. That's siblings. And yeah, I'm not never on that day.
Yeah,
sibling,
we're no, but then thing is, this has happened all my life. I do tend to befriend male people. male persons, right?
Uh-huh.
And I remember when I was in high school, I think Mary knows this person, if she paid attention. If she didn't, shame. So there
she
was
your head girl. Like, she would have been paying attention to
if
you.
If it was a pan, nah.
I mean, if I mention the name, she's gonna know who it is.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but I won't. Thing is, this guy, same thing happened that's happening right now. We didn't have feelings for each other, but people just said, you glow when you're around. I don't get it. I'm just comfortable.
You don't glow like that.
I am comfortable. Like, we have gotten to a point in our friendship where, like, we just know.
I know we
certain...
are friends. I know
so
we
who
are
who got family zoned? I mean, like,
we both family zoned each other.
There's no such thing.
There's no
there
such
is
thing.
Such a thing.
There is no. Someone brought up the conversation.
Skittles. I guess I'm zoned. The way I'm not accept Akutanzi, we both. My guy. Skittles. I guess I'm zoned.
Yeah,
sorry, true. Someone would have to translate my show on Google, please.
Skittles
was put in the friend zone.
Family zone, sister zone, little sister zone.
Shaga, friend zone, it's nine. It's a bad day. But family zone now is.
I don't
want to
open
that door. We moved you to a next country. Mm-hmm. You're not even with it.
Honestly, even if it were going to happen, I don't want to open that door.
Okay. Why not though?
He makes you happy.
No,
he does.
He makes you
happy. Okay, fine, yes, but I don't think our relationship would work.
He makes you happy.
I don't know why. Why not? Y'all love the same things.
Like when someone makes you happy, how? What else do you want?
There are certain differences that you don't know that we have.
I think one skittles. Anzimunu notanga form a personality at 3. Amana inini at 3 nandri ameno kongandiri mugeto mandai kura.
I was so surprised by that, by the way.
Bebachi kuro arikwake. I've done 26 years of this personality. And
yep.
You've been doing 20 something years of another personality. Yep. We can't really expect to have the same taste, the same everything. But
we would kill each other, okay?
Can I make a link?
No, we would kill each other. Trust me.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I was going on as inverted. So they're fine. They're fine and loving and everything as siblings, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But they would kill each other as lovers.
As lovers.
Like, I would kill each other, trust me.
That's what siblings do. Siblings kill each other. Why would you kill each other?
I don't know. That's just the way it is.
For me, that just sounds like she would be passionate.
Guy, when I had killing each other,
yeah.
All I was seeing was the Mr. and Mrs. Smith scene where they destroyed the whole house. Like, yo,
and it ends
you know
in
he's
one
gonna
way.
Kill me for this. He's gonna kill me.
I think this is enough for hashtags.
I swear, what the hell was that? You just ambushed me.
Thank you very much for this ambush.
Hashtags.com. Thank you, Wimpy. You
I
made
am
it. What's
so
up?
Annoyed. Wow.
Capital 263.